Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. You are blessed and highly favored. I just want to thank you for tuning into the Principles of Prosperity, because we are definitely breaking the stronghold of poverty in the name of Jesus. So my name is Ann Strickland, and I want to welcome all you wonderful people who listen in and hear these programs and learn the truth, because we are going from the pit to the palace. Dominion, there's so much. I am very excited about what is happening right now. So I'm going to pray first. Father, I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity to share with your people your word and your will and your desire to bless them, because your word says you desire or wish above all things that they prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper. He wants you prosperous first. So I just thank you and I praise you. Tonight, second part of the tithe, of the dime. I want to apologize because I had it scheduled for 4:30 a.m. That was a mistake I made. So please forgive me. But we're on here tonight. The message is here. You know, the tithe is that dime, 10% of your income. And as I say over and over again, you know, when I first heard about it, I said, I can't afford your tithe. But tithing is your protection money. It's a guarantee of increase. It's a form of obedience. And as you know and can understand, God wants to bless you. And it has been neglected across the body of believers because we see what financial position the believers are in. So God can't bless you if you're not obedient. You know, we get saved, we go in and confess Jesus as Lord, and you know then that you basically are not going to hell. But what are you going to do between the time you get saved and the time you leave this earth? What kind of life do you have? What kind of life do you expect to have? God wants you, while you're on this earth, to represent him. And this is why, you know, he asks you to show a way to represent him so he can bless you. And the beginning of it, the foundation, is through your tithe, which is only 10%. So if you think about it, he's only asking for a small amount. He has given you the ability to get wealth to establish his covenant upon this earth. So why is it not possible for you to give the 10%, the dime, that dime, out of your gross income? And watch what God will do. I'm a living testimony. So God says born again Christians really have a covenant with God and are supposed to be wealthy. You are supposed to be wealthy. We are supposed to be wealthy. So in the last days, God will use the wealth of his servants to impact the lives of people around the world. You must be permanently established in the blessings of God to arrive at the peace he ordained for you. The blessing of God is the ability to have success in every area of your life. When God's blessings rest on you, it will transform your average existence into a life of overflow. Tithing is the key that will unlock the windows of heaven in your life and permanently establish you in the blessing. And I'll say it over and over again. I'm living it. I experienced it. I know it's true. And you've heard part of my testimony, but you haven't heard all of it pertaining to tithe. When I heard the message on tithing, I was in a church that didn't teach tithing. There were no envelopes, nothing. to make you want or understand anything about tithing. And I heard about tithing on my car radio. And when I heard the message on tithing my car radio, the first thing came out of my mouth was, I can't afford to tithe. And every week, that message came back when I got my paycheck. That message came back after that into my mind about the tithe. And when I finally decided that I was going to tithe that week, which would have been the net, which was $29 back then, over 50 years ago, my son, Eric, said, Mom came home from Scott, said he needed hiking boots. Long story short, because I'm going to tell you other parts of the story, he ended up getting a pair that he really liked that Saturday, because when he asked, I was kind of nervous. It was $4.95 or $5.95 in that price range. They had one pair, and it was his size. And I knew then that God was in this tithing business. I had nobody to discuss it with. I knew it was the thing to do. I put my tithe, my cash in the plate. There was no praying over it or anything. When they passed the plate, I put the $29 in there. But what God did, medical expenses went down. Someone told me about a dentist that you didn't have to pay extra for if you were in the dental plan or had dental insurance through your job, which I had insurance through my job. I worked for Bella, Pennsylvania. He didn't charge more than the plan allowed, whereas just before that, every time my kids would go to this dentist, you had to pay extra. We had to pay extra. So every 6 months, you're paying extra. Someone told me about this dentist. You didn't have to pay anything extra. Then I ended up with a promotion. We moved from Sharon Hill to where I am today. We moved out. Everything went up sky high. I'm telling you, went from $125 a month to $780 a month, two tuitions, insurance went up, car insurance went up. Everything was just sky high. But what God did, so my husband said to me, he said, Ann, I think we're going to have to cut back on the tithe because we have these two tuitions. I said, okay, but I think it'd be like cutting your throat. He said, well, we'll have to borrow the first, well, we'll see. He said, but we'll have to borrow the first semester's tuition for, you know, Lisa and Eric. Eric was in St. Joseph's Prep. Lisa was getting to go to textiles. I borrowed the first semester's tuition. We didn't discuss it anymore. We just went on with our regular living. We were able to pay the first semester's tuition with the borrowed money. December, when we drove up in front of the house, my husband, from church that Sunday morning, my husband said, the child Strickland said, and the money's in the bank. I said, what money? He said, the tuition money. We did not have to borrow another cent. We didn't do any stressing or straining, trying to say, where is it coming from? It was there, and we were continuing to tithe. We moved in the house in 81. It was paid off in 88. God has kept us in good health. My husband passed away. He was 81. He passed away a few years ago. But basically, we were in good health. And I'm still I'm 85 years old, in good health, still tithing, still able to move around, talk to you and tell you these stories and encourage you to tithe, because this is the will of God. It's the word of God. But God, he's only asking you to do this because he wants to bless you. So I would encourage the body of believers, stop believing, well, I can't afford to tithe. I have all these bills. Put God first. Put him first and watch what he's going to do. Don't trust the money more than you trust God. Because I'm seeing it now all the time, over and over and over again. I'm over teaching them, I'm in a building that God has put me in, because you know I teach on financial prosperity on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, and somebody I prayed for introduced me to this lady who prophesied to me that I was going to have a school, I was going to be teaching. What are you going to teach? I wasn't planning to teach anything. There I end up over at the Gateway Building in Philadelphia, beautiful building on a parking lot, free, teaching the class. All of this, you know, all of this is how God wants things. It's a beautiful big brown building, modern, very nice. We're on the first floor, room 106, which you've heard over and over and over again. And I wish you would come over so I can pray for you, teach you the word of God pertaining to financial prosperity and why he wants us to prosper. There's no charge for the class at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Come and bring your children. Come tell people about it and come over. But what has to happen, God wants you, because when I spoke to this person and prayed for this person who was having a problem, that's the person who was having a serious financial problem. And I prayed for him, and he found, as God directed me to tell him things to do, and I asked him about tithe. I said, "You tithe? I used to think that's what better. I had to stop." I said, "Start again." He started again. He started getting contracts, contracts, contracts. God doesn't need your money. We need to represent God in the kingdom lifestyle, the best of everything. Not poverty, not poor. We're supposed to be blessed to be a blessing. We're supposed to help people. We're supposed to be doing what the government is doing for people in giving them money and buying food for them. These are things we are supposed to be do the body of believers. And that's what we'll be able to do as we obey his word. So I really appeal to you to just make a sacrifice. If you do it that one time, only the first time is when it's hard, the first time. And then after that, watch what God will do for you. And he's still doing it. He doesn't want to stop. You look at my medicine cabinet. You see vitamins. Keep a good attitude. Walk in the spirit of love and forgiveness. And I know there are people who are tithers or they're starting to tithe. So tonight, because I believe also you should have what you say. So I have some tithers' confessions. So I'm going to say them slowly. And then for the tithers, or when you start to tithe, because you can listen to these messages over and over, you will be able to, you can just know. Because all this is based on the word of God. As you speak the word. A tithers' confession. Just go through the first one. I confess this day to you, Lord God, that I have come into the inheritance which you swore to give me. I am in the land which you have provided for me in Jesus Christ, the kingdom of Almighty God. I was a sinner serving Satan. He was my God. But I called upon the name of Jesus, and you heard my cry and delivered me from the power and authority of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of your dear Son. Jesus, as my Lord and High Priest, I bring the first fruits of my income to you and worship God with it. I rejoice in all the good that you have given to me and my household. I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord, my God, and have done according to all that you have commanded me. Now I believe you will look down from your holy habitation in heaven and bless me as you said in your word. And I receive your blessing as I come in the name of a tither. I expect these things to take place. I confess that the windows of heaven are being opened. Blessings are being poured out. There is not enough room to receive it. Surely I will shout, "It is enough, it is enough." God himself has rebuked the devourer for my sake. The fruit of my ground will not be destroyed. My vine won't cast fruit before the time. Nations will call me blessed. I will be a delightsome land. Today, I am experiencing God's supernatural increase, and I walk in it by faith. I call it done in Jesus' name. And Lord, I worship you in Jesus' name. This is from the scriptures, are from Deuteronomy 28. Read that a lot. Read Deuteronomy 28 and see what God has promised. And as you read the scriptures, read it in the first person, just like that, and know what he's doing. Because as he said, you know, what God wants, tithing was instituted under the old covenant as a way for God to communicate his blessing to his people. The word tithe means tenth or 10%. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. Tithes are to be given from the first fruits, from the top of the gross, not the net. A person who does not tithe is robbing God and is operating under a curse. And you're not going to be operating on the curse, because you're going to be obedient to Almighty God. You're going to understand what he's doing and what he wants to do for you. All God wants to do is bless. That's why I get excited about it, because I've seen this happen too many times, and how you're under protection from unusual things happening, and how when you have to have something repaired or replace something, how people use people to come and bless me. Like this man, Phil, came and put the hardwood floors down in my house. I'm telling you. And I didn't have to pay anything but for the wood. Now, you know. I'm telling you. It's all God. So when you tithe, you're saying to God, money is not my master. You're my master. You're trusting God. So you open your hand, and so God can open his hand. You know, and I've been retired since 1988. So I just want you to know that it is very important, very important. And I would encourage you, anybody, I would really like to see some of you come over to the Empowerment Center in the Gateway Building at 3751 Island Avenue and just hear the Word of God. You don't have to pay. It's exciting to hear and learn, and we pray together and watch the hand of God move, because people come and the testimonies. And then they can't come back because they start prospering. So they don't have time. I remember this one person came over, and I had just met her that weekend, and she came and brought her daughter and her business, and everything was down so bad, it was awful. She came that one week. We spoke. I told her some of the, went through the lessons with her, prayed for her, and anointed her and her daughter. Her daughter went back to A&T down in North Carolina. Somebody told her daughter all the kind of money she could make part-time by just adding one subject to her class. And she would, and the Holy Spirit had me prophesy to her that she would be a millionaire by the time she was 25. And I'm saying, what? You know? And the mother, her business picked up so great, she couldn't come back. They saw people coming from different places. She was a designer, and she made clothes for people. So that's just one of the, that's just another one of the things. But it's how God uses me, and he wants us to prosper. That's his will. So it's 3751 Island Avenue in Philadelphia, in the Gateway Building. We're on the first floor, room 106, is called the Yoshia Sign, and the Empowerment Center. The Empowerment Center, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. You can call me at 215-806-4879. I'll go to my website. Remember which website do I want to give you? The website. But anyway, go to my website, which is Ann Strickland, ANSTRICKLAN. This is the one I want you to go to because I'm going to talk about that. .paycation.com. AnnStrickland.paycation.com. And I want to tell you about this, especially for the people who are interested in travel. Travel is the hottest thing going. And I've traveled. I've always been able to travel. And God has blessed me that way, too. So if you want to turn the fun of travel into a fortune, ask me how you can do this. Glory to God. I'm a certified 85-year-old travel agent. This is exciting. But you can get into this. You can travel at discounted rates. We're part of Priceline. The same as AAA's is part of Priceline. We're part of Priceline, too. And this part of the company has only been in effect 3 years. And people are having fun. And the people who want to go into it as a home-based business, they're making money. They're making money. It depends on how hard you work. And it's not hard work, because the only thing you're doing is telling people about the business. And they get in and they listen, and all kinds of money is coming in. And this is the most, it's awesome. That's all I know. And I said, God, you're bringing your people into the wealthy place, because Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So I said, wow, that's vacation travel. And that's what it is. So you can have cruises, go on your vacations. You can have honeymoons on, you know, family reunions, business conferences, interfaith groups, you know, the cruises and all, or if you just want to go to a condom condominium and, you know, stay there for a few days because there's hundreds. This is worldwide also. And the people have them cheap. I mean, cheap. And you make the commission. So give me a call or go to my website. My telephone number is 215-806-4879. And the website is ANNSTRICKLAND.vacation, P as in Peter, AYCATION.com. And we have discussed this. You can also go on that site, my site, and set up your own website free for your trips. It wouldn't cost you anything for your trips. You wouldn't get commission, but you get the same discount. So I strongly advise you to do that also. And there's another website you can go on, the vacationexperience.com. Just see what it's about, home-based business opportunities. And check it out and share it with other people because, you know, it's time for us to see the world and prosper financially at the same time. And that's what's important. So I just thank you for listening. I thank you that I know you're going to be obedient to the word of God. You're going to start your tithes. You're going to call. You're going to come to the meetings. All of these things you can do because you're much younger than I am. If I'm doing them, you can do them better. Because I want the young people, I want my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I want the people wealthy. No more of this. And I'm not knocking people who've had to go and get government help, but there's a better way of life. There's a better way of life, and then really to help our boys and young people who are selling drugs and getting into trouble and prostituting and all these different kinds of things. There's a better way of life, and it's up to us as parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. There's no age limit to business and working. The older people can get into this too and do things just like much like I am. So, and a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So get in on this. Come to the class Saturday. There's no charge for it. You come and it's just relaxing and it's very interesting. Very interesting. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. Now, the next thing, if there's anyone under the sound of my voice who have not received or invited Jesus to come into their lives, I invite you now, ask Jesus to come into your life, ask him to forgive you of your sins in the name of Jesus and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Because this is the best way to go now. It's the best way to go. I've seen that. I've been on the other side. I've been out there. You know, I was going to church, but I was going straight to hell at the same time. But when I really decided that I was going to make Jesus the Lord of my life, I just wish I had done it sooner, but I'm enjoying it. And I see in the move of God and the word of God work in my life. So God bless you. You're blessed and highly favored. Give me a call. Looking forward to hearing from you. God bless.